brought to you by Penguin.
Unscripted by James B. Stewart and Rachel Abrams. Read by Robert Petkoff.
From James. For Benjamin Weil. From Rachel. For my parents, Alice and Ian. You are seeing a great company in a civil war, and there are bodies all over the road. Leslie Moonves, former chairman and chief executive of CBS, in confidential testimony on September 9, 2018. Preface. I can say every report about CBS's toxic work environment is true, the October 2018 email to the New York Times tip line read. This case enrages me so much, and it breaks my heart to look behind the curtain and see the ugliness and moral bankruptcy of institutions and people I admired since childhood. The case was that of CBS chairman and chief executive Leslie Moonves. Moonves had resigned just a month earlier, the same day The New Yorker published the second of two articles detailing the accounts of 12 women accusing him of unwanted sexual advances. CBS had launched an internal investigation to determine, among other issues, whether Moonves should receive $120 million in severance pay. In many ways, Moonves's sudden departure had been only the beginning of the story. At the Times, the two of us, media reporter Rachel Abrams and business columnist James B. Stewart, were separately pursuing different angles. Rachel, who'd contributed to Jody Kantor and Megan Toohey's Pulitzer Prize-winning coverage of movie executive Harvey Weinstein, was focusing on the CBS internal investigation. Was the company really trying to get to the bottom of what had happened, or, as with so many self-directed corporate investigations, was it trying to sweep the scandal under the rug and protect other powerful interests? James was exploring the inner workings of the CBS board and how it had handled the accusations against its chief executive. After the email landed in the Times' tip jar, a screener forwarded it to Jim Windolf, the Times' media editor. He, in turn, sent it to Rachel. She was heading out that day when she passed James at his desk in the Times' third-floor newsroom. They barely knew each other, but Rachel paused because she'd heard he, too, was looking into Moonves and CBS. She described the email, and he was excited. The source sounded like someone who could both confirm and expand upon what he was hearing from other people, which was that the real reasons for Moonves's departure had been far more intriguing than reported and had even involved an attempt at extortion. Rachel spoke to the source that evening. Her impression was that the source's motive for reaching out and putting a career at risk was altruistic. Having closely followed the hashtag MeToo movement, this person didn't want to see men get away with abusing their power by exploiting women and then covering it up. Rachel felt the source was equally interested in the structures that enabled such behavior, in this case, a public corporation. She was confident the source had no allegiance to any of the warring factions at CBS. This source became one of a number of people who turned over hundreds of pages of original material, emails, texts, interview notes, internal reports, documenting an astonishing saga of sex, lies, and betrayal at the highest levels of a major corporation. At CBS, the hashtag MeToo movement had collided explosively with the corporate boardroom. Moonves was the first chief executive of a major publicly traded company forced to resign for predatory sexual conduct. The much smaller Weinstein Company was privately owned. And Moonves wasn't just any chief executive. As a leading media and entertainment company with a vaunted news division, CBS had an outsized influence on American politics and culture. Under Moonves' leadership, the CBS network had gone from last to first place in the ratings and stayed there for over 10 years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?